Coronavirus cases among children are rising across the U.S. 94,000 infections were reported in children last week, and that's a 31% increase from the week before. While the virus typically results in mild symptoms in kids, an increasing number of children are hospitalized with COVID-19, and those under 12 are not yet eligible for the vaccine. To talk about this, we reached out to Dr. Rick Malley, a pediatrician who works in infectious disease at Boston's Children's Hospital. He says so far there is not an increase in child COVID cases here.
I think what we're seeing in Boston so far has not been very different from what we were seeing over the last several months, for example. And I think in general, your listeners know that while we certainly don't want a child to catch COVID if they don't have to, in general, COVID in children, including so far as we can tell, the Delta variant in children is much less severe than it is in older adults or in the immunocompromised.
So even though we're hearing stories about kids being very sick in other parts of the country, that isn't necessarily because the Delta variant is more virulent or anything like that.
It doesn't seem that way. I think, unfortunately, what we're reading about and hearing about in other states is sadly the consequence of large numbers of infections that gradually trickle down, unfortunately, to kids. And even if kids are at much lower risk of severe infection, when you have a very large number of children that are exposed, unfortunately, that results in a number of kids who get severely sick. But in general, that does not seem to be a property of the Delta variant compared to other variants. And in fact, in the United Kingdom, there's some data to suggest that the Delta variant may in fact result in fewer hospitalizations in children than the other variants that we've seen previously for the same number of infections.
What about long COVID, as it's called? The New York Times recently wrote that Children's Hospital has a program that takes in kids with long COVID from around the country. I mean, what does long COVID do to kids?
It's unfortunately an area of medicine that we are only beginning to learn right now. We are trying to define what long COVID is in children. I think it involves, in general, a constellation of symptoms. They can involve, for example, children who have persistent fatigue, who have difficulty concentrating. Some of them might have respiratory or cardiac problems. And it's, of course, important to try to understand which of these are related and how best to treat them.
Do you think young children should have to wear masks, especially when they return to school in the fall?
My first priority, which I think would be the same for most parents and educators, and is to make sure that kids can go back to school in person. And I think one way to ensure that at least we will keep them in school as long as possible is to have them wear masks in school.
And then, of course, vaccines. Right now, kids under 12 are not authorized to get the vaccine. In general, I think most officials say they expect the first vaccines for kids, at least between the ages of 5 and 11, to be available maybe the end of the year, maybe early 2022. I mean, what do you think is a realistic time frame?
If the process goes smoothly, the timetable that you described, I think, is a reasonable one. The FDA has, in fact, requested that the two companies, Pfizer and Moderna, that are evaluating their vaccines in children today, expand the number by doubling the number of children that they were including in the studies, really to address some safety concerns that have arisen since the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines in particular, were given to younger and younger adults and children. And that concern in particular is for a form of heart inflammation that was noted particularly in males, especially those under the age of 25. And it was noted that this risk seemed to increase as the age of the patient decreased. Now, it's still a very rare side effect, but if the data suggests that the risk might be greater in 5 to 11-year-old kids and greater in 12 to 16-year-old kids than it is in adults, that would potentially put a little bit of doubt to when the vaccines would be authorized in children.
Rick Malley is a pediatrician who works in the Division of Infectious Diseases at Boston's Children's Hospital. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.